Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. Our Braves lose to the Padres over the weekend. Big series in the Philly starting tonight. And our man Tony Gwynn Jr. is joining us, Odyssey MLB insider. Glad to have him back on the show. Brett Boone, by the way, who was joining us, took the job, the hitting coach job with the Rangers. And the irony is he had one last appearance on the show and really couldn't talk about anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, man, we got to get Tony back because Brett – can't talk about guys in other teams, which kind of takes away our segment, Tony.
Tony, what's going on, bro? How are you, man?
I'm well. How about you guys?
Man, we're good. Despite the fact, and I want to get your take on this, because, you know, we thought the Acuña spark might be enough over the weekend. He looked like Ronald Acuña, meaning, you know, the MVP that we saw just a couple of seasons ago. But I said, Tony, I feel like something might be missing with this team, and I don't know if there's somebody that's standing up. Like, I don't know, like the guy that the Padres have in a Manny Machado who says, you need to play better, you need to play better. Do you feel that with the Braves? Do you sense that? Because the talent is there, but yet we're, you know, barely 500 or below.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there could be an element of that. I mean, there's been, you know, different things kind of happening within that organization, you know, this season. And, you know, I just think when a team doesn't play up to expectations, a lot of these things that maybe we would just kind of overlook start to kind of rise to the top. And I don't know who that voice is. It's a great point. There are a lot of really good players on that team, but no one really stands out in terms of who that voice may be. Now, listen, that doesn't mean they don't have one. Behind closed doors, they definitely could have something. But at least from the outside looking in, it doesn't appear that they have, you know, a guy who can kind of get the crew moving in the right direction. And listen, you're right. Ronald looked like Ronald. He didn't look like he missed any time at all. And you know that overall it's going to be a helpful thing for the team. But for whatever reason, they just haven't got it going yet.
Yeah, that's the thing, Tom. We were talking earlier. There's no metric. I mean, we got OPS and we got WAR, but there's nothing for clutch other than, you know, runners in scoring position, right. You know? And that's right. The thing. I mean, Matt Olson, he's a good ball player. And, he hits for about 250 is kind of his baseball card. But it's just – and, you know, 23, everybody on this team raked. It just seems like we're just not getting the clutch hits. Money Harris, you could throw him in that mix. So it's – and this is our team. It's not like they're going to go trade the squad away.
That's a great point. You know, you look at a guy – like Michael Harris II, and how good he was when the Braves were at their best. I mean, at this point, he's kind of trying to get things going from the bottom of the lineup. He was a top of the lineup type of guy when he was going well, and it only made lengthen that lineup, you know, 1 through 9. And listen, I think when you have a championship caliber team as they've had over the past couple years, and little pieces that you think you can replace kind of chip away at that starts to show an effect overall. And you add to the fact that the guys who have been productive haven't quite gotten it going yet. Now, I'm a big believer at the end of the year, guys who are that talented typically get it going. It may not be exactly when you want it, but it happens eventually. And you just have to kind of believe offensively that these guys can get back going. But if they don't, I mean, this could be what you're looking at.
Tony, tell us about the team that we saw and why you feel like they are a real contender. We saw them at the beginning of the year, got swept. Everybody's like, uh-oh. But they're in the mix. And, you know, look, yeah. They were good last year. And then we know that you cover that team and you know, you see those guys a lot. But tell us what makes them special. Because, look, when we start talking about how we measure up. I think we're looking at the Phillies in this series, even though it's not even June. How do we measure up this year with this Phillies team that's 8.5 games in front of us? That's why this is a big series for the Braves. What about the other side of what we saw with the Padres and why you think they're...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Our contender.
You guys, honestly, the Padres came into that Braves series probably playing some of their worst baseball. And, I think what you saw was two really good teams ultimately. And that's why that series was so close outside of game two. I think the Padres, what they do well is they put together good at-bats 1 through 9. And when Toddy is right at the top of the lineup, there is just an energy that permeates through that lineup that is really kind of – it's hard to explain unless you're there. Now, that being said, the Braves held him down. He had a rough series, but they still managed to find a way to win those two games. The first one, Manny obviously goes deep. Their bullpen is, if not the best, you'll have a hard time finding a better 6, 7, 8, 9 row in all of baseball. And right now, the starters have been really good. Pavetta's been excellent. Cease has started to get it rolling after an early kind of struggle. Michael King, who had it going, he just went on the IL. They have held up. And when they've had injuries early, and they had a bunch really early on in the season, they've had guys, they've had enough depth to keep things afloat until those guys came back. And I think, you know, Yu Darvish eventually gets healthy. It only is going to strengthen. And you can bet your bottom dollar that come trade deadline, A.J. Preller will be right in the mix somewhere looking to add.
It's friend of the show, Tony Gwynn Jr. with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So the Braves have been scuffling, Tony, and we get a Phillies team, which doing what they're supposed to do, beating the crap out of bad teams. They just won 9 of their last 10, and it's amazing. You know, one of those, like, statistical anomalies like Schwarber. You know, it just seems like he's like the walking example of launch angle, those home runs and what he does. And you got Turner doing his thing. The pitching staff's been solid. I mean, the Braves, if they don't handle their business, they could be, like, 10 games out.
They can. I mean, listen, Philly, you know, Philly has they have the kind of same buildup that Atlanta has. Only their guys are performing right now. Not completely. I know Nola's had some struggles here early on, but offensively they're always a scary team. And when they get it going, as they've got it going right now, you know, Schwarber is back to being a serious threat every time he gets in the box. You mentioned Turner. You know Bryce is going to be Bryce. Atlanta could find themselves. If they don't come in and play well, they can find themselves looking, you know, with a lot of room to cover. But that being said, based on what I just saw from the Braves, I think they're going to be fine. Those guys played the Padres pretty tough. I imagine they're going to do the same against Philly.
Shohei Ohtani pitched to hitters for the first time. What's it mean when he returns to the mound for the Dodgers? And how that looks for them, considering as stacked as they are, Tony.
I mean, right now, they are in desperate need of pitching. As crazy as that sounds, they're so hurt right now. Ohtani will be a jolt for them at this point. I mean, he'd be a jolt regardless, but they are in desperate need of pitching at this point. You got, what, 3/4 of their rotation down right now, or 3/5 of their rotation down right now. Not counting Ohtani, and so they need him. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, like, will there be a drop-off, you know, now that he's going to have to manage the pitching side of things too. And, you know, there's a lot of talk out west about how much longer the Dodgers are going to allow him to continue to pitch when his offense right now is so valuable. It seems to be silly to keep running him out there at that risk, but it's something I know he wants to do. And you know, when he's out there, he's going to be one of the best doing it.
Dodgers in a cool patch right now. Yankees have won 8 of their last 10. This weekend, I think it's an ESPN game, Yankees and Dodgers. So that's, I mean, the Yankees, I mean, you're buying them to get back to the dance because it seems like everything, you know, is kind of just clicking like it should.
We'll see. It's very easy to kind of jump on that bandwagon when you're in the end of May, and and Aaron Judge is hitting over 400 at this point. As we start getting into the season, things start to level out. Now, listen, the Yankees are good enough to where I could totally see them taking off and running away from the American League East. But that doesn't then mean that you get into postseason time and it's just going to be a walk in the park, because we know every year that that never is the case. So certainly right now they have to be one of the favorites. I don't think you can doubt that. But there's still a ton of season left, and I think there's going to be some teams that have something to say about it.
Tony Gwynn, tell me your thoughts about the Cubs, man. They got a good club, and I don't know if people are talking about them enough.
They're not. They play a really good brand of baseball. They actually remind me a lot of the Padres. We've seen them already six times this year, and they are a very tough team. They pitch, they hit, they run the heck out of the bases. They're a good defensive team. And right now, PCA, he's got to be one of the lead candidates for an MVP right now, if we're having that conversation. That's the kind of year that he's having. And I was just impressed in the six games the Padres played against them. I was just impressed with kind of their grit. They don't have a ton of, like, superstar power per se, but when you get on the field with them, you know really quickly that you're in for a dogfight. And I think Suzuki has had a terrific season. He's probably been the biggest surprise on their team so far. But, that's a really good team. And you're right. Nobody's really talking about
him. All right, bring it back to the Braves. We took 2 out of 3 from Philly back in April. But just as we said, Tony, for lack of a better word, we just don't pass the eye test. Should fans be fretting, or is it the same thing you said about the Yankees apply here? It'll all work itself out.
I think it will. I mean, they passed. I was just there for 3 days. They passed the eye test to me. They just got beat late. You know, it was a solo shot late and then a crazy base running error. Otherwise, we might be having a completely different conversation. And they win that first game. They take 2 of 3. Right. And so I think they passed the eye test. I don't think they're at full strength yet in terms of everybody hitting on all cylinders. There's still guys seemingly kind of working through some stuff. But I think I love where Ozzie Albies is right now. I loved, obviously, seeing Acuna come back and swing the bat as well as, and not only that, play a tremendous right field as well. You got to get Michael Harris going, and you got to get Olsen at the consistent level he was, and then you're right back in it, because Marcelo Zuna, right now, he's the guy, it seems like, before Acuna came back, that teams are like, he's not beating us. And they're going to put him on. They're going to pitch around him. He just needs those other guys around him to start going. And you're right back into the mix of things in terms of one of the best teams in baseball.
Tony Gwynn, always a pleasure, man. Looking forward to our visits throughout the course of the season. And obviously, you're coming to Atlanta for the All-Star game, right? I'm guessing.
No, I will not be there for the All-Star game.
All right. I didn't want to put you, somewhere, and you're like, no, man, I got plans. I'm on an island somewhere. Hey,
that saves us a steak dinner right there.
No doubt. Sure. Hey, brother, we appreciate you. Always good to see you and talk with you. Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. We'll talk next week.
All right, you guys take care.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.